I am so happy to have on the phone Martha Raich. Martha, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Martha.
That's good.
Martha Raich is also known sometimes as Martha Raich Braden. She and her husband, Greg Braden, do some gigs together. They really kind of have a life that they've developed in New Mexico and on the road. And I really am excited to talk to you about your recent tour. It's supporting, in a way, the new song. You have a new song, The River, which is just beautiful. I happen to personally adore your voice and your music. You were very kind and let me use a couple of your songs on one of my CDs. And it really, I mean, sometimes your music just goes through my head, Martha. And it repeats, and it's so... Your music is authentic, it's real, it's heartfelt, and it's beautifully, beautifully written. I just have to say that you're one of my favorite artists, really. And you get rave reviews where you go. So how many CDs do you have out now, Martha?
What's that?
How many CDs do you have out now?
How many CDs? I have 3 full-length CDs and then an EP, Peace Harvest, a little 2-song one, and I'm working on, I guess, my 4th. I don't know if it'll be a full length or like a longer EP, like maybe 7 songs or something like that.
Is The River, the newest song, going to be on that one?
Yes, that will be on there.
And is it going to be the title of the CD, The River?
Oh, I don't know yet. I've been contemplating a few different things, I know that this new CD is, I mean, all my music is very much about, you know, the word beneath or the words beneath the surface come to my mind. Mm. So I don't know what I'll call it, though.
Well, I just love the way you approach your music. And it's really in the original folk style. If you get up there and you just sing from your heart. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this tour that you're still in the middle of tonight. You're playing.
Yes.
You're playing where tonight?
At the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe. And it's a special launch party for a new website called artofsantafe.com. Mm. And I actually am participating in that as well. It's like a place to purchase arts and crafts that are only, at this point, made in Santa Fe. So it's really highlighting all the artists here. And one of the things that I do when I'm on the road, and sometimes at home, but mainly on the road, is I make these little paintings, these little kind of postcards, watercolor paintings.
Mm, yeah, I love them.
Thank you. And so I decided, a lot of people seem to like them, so I made them into J-clay prints.
Oh.
And so they're available on that website. I have a little store on there. So that's tonight we're celebrating that launch of that website.
And yes. You have a couple more dates you're doing. Next one's going to... Is this kind of winding up the tour that you've been on tonight, though?
Yeah, but like this is actually the last gig that's like listed on the Big Sky Tour, is what we called it.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is kind of that. And then, you know, I'm still doing other gigs, but I guess I wouldn't consider it part of the tour anymore.
Well, you know, I've only been to New Mexico once, and it is, it combines that lovely feeling of the art community and also a love of theater. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's a lot of wonderful artistic things going on. It's kind of a blend of people who are, I guess, New Age community artists, mm-hmm. and also a lot of visitors go to New Mexico as well. Is that correct?
It is true, especially Santa Fe, but other places too.
Mm-hmm. So you live in Santa Fe? Has that been your home base for a while?
Yeah, I've lived here for a while, and then sometimes also up northern New Mexico, past Taos, but primarily in this area, yeah.
I think they had a fire up there in the northern
area. They did a couple of days ago in the Jemez Mountains, yeah.
So tell me, when it gets warm in the summer, have you been up there, you know, above 100 degrees for a few days now?
I haven't really been keeping track, but It's been warm, and we have our fans going. We actually don't have AC here.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And I normally don't really mind the heat so much. I mean, I'm originally from New England, where it's very humid, and so here it's really dry, so it's not so bad, but I hear it's going to be getting even hotter. And I did have a visitor. She helped me, actually. She was my companion on the tour and really helped me a lot, and she stayed here with us for a little while afterwards, and she was like, oh my gosh, it's so hot here. So, and the kitties are like, they're just laying around, and anyways. Yeah.
It's summertime in the city. So tell me on the tour, tell me about what it's like and where you went on this recent tour, Martha.
Well, this one was it was nice. We drove, I met my friend in Denver, and then from there went to Wyoming, and I played in Casper and Sheridan, Wyoming.
Oh.
And I had been through Wyoming like 22 years ago, actually, I remember. It was right after my father passed away, and I went on this big, like, cross-country trip, and so it's the first time I've been back in 22 years. So this time was really fun to be able to share my music. And then from Wyoming, we went to Montana, and actually played in Helena, Montana, where I had a friend, and it was really nice because I got to see friends, too, and played there at this really cool pottery called Free Ceramics, and they have this amazing stage, and it actually used to be, it might have been like a chapel or church, it might have been a mortuary, but had the most amazing acoustics and beautiful pottery and crafts and things. And then I played in Bozeman at Wild Joe's Coffee. I played a lot of like coffee houses. And
oh, I love Bozeman. My friend Jessie Close, who's the sister of Glenn Close, has lived there for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh. Yeah, Bozeman was great. I really liked it. It was really nice. We went to the hot springs there. Even though it was cold there. See, that we got like a relief from the heat, I guess. So it was much cooler up there. And then we went to Big Sky, and that's where I met up with my husband Greg, and I played at a conference there, the 20th Summer of Light Cryon Conference, and Greg was speaking there and doing workshops, so that was really lovely, and it's just beautiful in Big Sky, and saw lots of animals, which I absolutely love animals, especially like in the wild, but you know, pets as well, and that was so fun, and to see all those like moose and bighorn sheep and deer, and I just love that stuff. And then where else did we go? Then let's pick. Oh, then went through Yellowstone because I'd never seen Yellowstone.
Oh my! Isn't it beautiful?
It's so beautiful.
Oh, the colors of the rocks there! My gosh!
Oh my gosh! And their spring, like they have those amazing bubbling, springs and.
And wildlife.
Beautiful, yeah. And then we went through the Tetons, and that was just breathtaking, and saw, like, the bison out there, and it was really cool. And then from the Tetons, we went to, Jackson, and that was a really sweet hole, you know, Jackson Hole, really sweet town. Then we crossed over to Idaho. Didn't actually play in Idaho, but we stopped at this really cool little, like, healthy, like, you know, cafe, and it felt like going, a lot of places felt like going back in time, which I actually love that. It's like, we're back in the 60s or the 50s. So that was really fun. And then we went through another really cool place, which I think was in Utah, called Helper. And that was, like, really neat. And, I'm trying to think where else. Then we went to Moab, and I did play in Utah. I forgot about that. I played in Salt Lake City at a place called the Self-Care Sanctuary, and that was really, really lovely. Lovely people there. They're actually moving to a different location pretty soon. But so it was very varied, and It was great to have
it's
help.
Pretty complete. My gosh, I didn't realize it was a long tour then. How long were you on the road for, Martha?
Probably like 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks.
Well, then you were moving. You were covering some distance then.
We did. We drove a lot and played a lot and you know, a few days kind of off when we went through Yellowstone and Big Sky, and that actually felt really good. I don't know how some other artists do that, where they, I see, you know, other people and they're like play like 4 or 5 days in a row and maybe take a day off, and then they must have a tour bus or something.
Yeah, I think sometimes. But you know what's interesting is you're an independent artist.
Yes, I am.
And you know what? You really pretty much, being an independent artist, have pretty much control over your schedule, don't you?
That's true. I do. Mm-hmm.
Which makes a difference, especially, you know, if you're traveling and covering ground, you can pretty much, if you were an artist that was under a contract or something, they'd try to have you do probably the bigger name halls only. And you were playing a lot of really intimate locations, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm.
Which for you, I mean, I have to ask you then, because as an independent artist, I know sometimes it seems like you're very authentic and very honest, but do you feel shy? I mean, in front of, do you prefer doing the smaller clubs and venues over the big ones?
You know, I don't really, I mean, I don't really have a preference, but I do like, I mean, I even like playing one-on-one for people, because I don't know, we may have talked about this before, that I also do something called Music for Healing and Transition, and playing for people that maybe are in the dying process or post-surgery or receiving cancer treatments or women giving birth or even children. So I have that experience of two very intimate, being one-on-one with somebody, and that is actually very rewarding. Or wow. Playing for, like, in convalescence homes for people who have Alzheimer's, or that is extremely rewarding too. And it's really great to play for a big crowd, you know, and you receive that acknowledgement and applause, and it's really nice, you know. As long as I feel a connection with somebody, then I'm happy wherever I'm playing, really.
It sounds like you must really be able to connect with that presence of yourself within, to be able to be present with someone who's in a hospice or in a dying situation, or some of those, I can't even, you know, you have to be so completely centered. It must be amazing, because I know, and I know you believe, that music can be very healing.
Yes. Yeah, it is very healing, and I, you know, it brings me back to the point or the idea that it's really been healing for me. You mentioned earlier that I might be a little bit shy, or I've probably said that, and I know I have, and it's true. So the music kind of helps me get out of myself in that way, or out of my mind, and it forces me to really be in my heart. And when I really am in my heart and I'm really present, it's not so scary, because like you also said, of being authentic. If I'm being authentic, then it's not like I'm putting on, well, I know I do put on shows, but, you know, I'm not pretending to be someone else. So in a way, it's kind of easier. That explains, that
well,
makes sense.
You know, most of your lyrics really express that as well. I mean, you are a poet, it seems like, at heart. I mean, I love all kinds of music, but when I hear your lyrics and your music, I really get that you pick up on a lot of small details and a lot of subtleties of awareness that come from years of doing that inner work, and that's expressed through your music and that energy beautifully. And it's got to be interesting when you're going through you said some of the places you visited feel like they're very ancient. Some of them really are like the Old West still, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, I saw pictures you post. People can follow you on Instagram. You posted some lovely pictures. And so I guess in a way that spirit of the Old West in the simplicity stages, not the killing of the Indian stages, but in the simplicity of the open spaces kind of comes through to you too, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's actually why I fell in love with the Southwest, but the West is even more open and expansive to me, even if possible. And excuse me, being from New England, where it's hard to even see a horizon unless you're on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Being out here, I really love that. I love that big openness. It kind of is really, it's really a good place to be for introspection, I think, and to really think about things. And yeah.
Do you find yourself, when you get a chance to be on the road and you're traveling, either maybe walking out in nature, it looks like you do that. Sometimes you had lovely pictures of you in fields in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you try to have some way to write down words that come to you while you're traveling or out in these places? Does inspiration come to you through nature?
Well, inspiration certainly comes to me through nature, definitely. And on this trip, I have to say I didn't really seem like I had the time. I know I probably could have, but to do much writing. But I think that sometimes, even though I might not be writing in the, you know, during the time that I'm touring or traveling, you know, maybe later on some of those ideas
mm-hmm.
will come through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this time not so much. But I also do pay attention to my dreams, so I have been having some interesting dreams, and I write those down pretty much all the time.
That's interesting. I know when I go to Sedona, I definitely have different dreams than I have here on Maui, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people maybe consider that when you're traveling, but there is different energy fields in different places, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I really hope people do consider being aware of their dreams when they're traveling,
mm-hmm.
because there is different influences and energies in different places you travel to.
Yeah, that's definitely true, and I also though have had some funny experiences, because not only did I, you know, do I get to travel sometimes on my own for my music, but like we said earlier, I travel with Greg sometimes, and sometimes I'll wake up and not know where I am.
I've had that happen. Oh, I've been on the road sometimes, and especially if I'm going one city one day and another city one day, and then you wake up and you look up at the ceiling and you try to, your first thing, you look, open your eyes, go, where am I? Do I recognize the ceiling?
Yeah.
Where could I be? I know that feeling, right?
It's true. I wake up in the middle of the night and it's like, where am I again?
But I try to always, if I can, get out and see the sunrise and or at least face the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And get that energy. And also, as soon as I can, to a new place, get in the water, because I believe the water is also different. We sometimes forget water is different in every place we're in as well. So I try to get in the water and let the water attune me to the energy field of the place I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to go through some rivers and walk in some rivers, and that was really, really nice. And I agree with you. Even though I live in the desert, I'm very drawn and love the water, and I probably write about it a lot. And
well, the river, the song, the river.
The river, and like when we were driving through all those states, they have, like the Missouri River, they have a lot of amazing rivers, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to your new album, and I love the new song, The River. And I have to say, I just adore what you're doing, and I know how busy you are. So thank you for taking the time. You're going to go on and be on working tonight and doing a show tonight. So I thank you so much for calling in from the road and taking the time to talking to us here on Maui. And I'm hoping you can come out and visit soon.
Oh, I hope so, too. And thank you so much, Cindy, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. It's so nice to talk to you again.
And people can go to your site and hear and see and get your CDs. And also you're on Bandcamp. For your website, it's Martha Raich, spelled R-E-I-C-H.
That's correct.
.com, MarthaRaich.com, and also on Bandcamp?
Yep, they can go there as well. And they can go MarthaRaich.bandcamp.com. And I'd also like to really just put a little plug in for an amazing platform called the Standing O Project.
Mm.
They really support the independent musician, and so I'm on there as well as some other really great musicians. So the Standing O Project.com.
Great to know about. Thank you so much, Martha.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And hope to have you here again. Have a wonderful show tonight.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye.